This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Some have claimed that kosher dietary rules have practical purposes aside from their biblical purpose. Indeed, Maimonides, a great medieval rabbinic scholar, claimed that non-kosher foods actually have some damaging effects on the body as well as the soul. Other rabbinic commentators, however, opposed a medical justification for the kosher rules. One such Jewish scholar, Rabbi Isaac Abarbanel, wrote that, quote, "Were this so, the Book of God's Law would be in the same class as any medical textbook. Furthermore, our own eyes see that people who eat pork and insects and such are well and alive and healthy at this very day. All of which points to the conclusion that the laws of God did not come to heal bodies and seek their material welfare, but to seek the health of the soul," end quote. So it's important for us to recognize that regardless of the possible medical benefits of the kosher dietary laws, improving health is not their primary purpose. Rather, we Jews observe the kosher laws simply because God commanded them. That alone is sufficient reason for us to observe them. In fact, this is the reason we obey all of God's commandments, Jews and Christians alike. We express our love and trust for Him when we walk in His ways and at His direction, as given us in His Word.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help them during this holiday season at holylandmoments.ca.